The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Great and wonderful things are happening all over the world, and it is my prayer and it is my hope that you continue to focus on the good news, not the bad news. There is a move of God in this country, in spite of the lockdown, and all over the world. And we need to continue to pray and praise God for our country, for our loved ones, as well as for ourselves. There are many reports that continues of the arrest of human traffickers and the exposing of corruption in our government, and also this peace accord that brokered by President Trump between Israel and United Arab Emirates. This is a prophetic confirmation. Joshua and I were sent to Kenya with the Philippine team, with Richard and Pinky Charmaine, in 2019. And the Lord arranged that our flight is through Qatar, and on the return flight is, I think, the United Arab Emirates. And there was a big issues that was going on in those times that Qatar Airlines and United Arab Emirates, they cannot fly over some of the Middle Eastern nations because they don't have any peace treaty. Tension was high. And the Lord made it clear to me that that is why our route is through those countries. So I explained things to Joshua, and we prophesy that United States of America will lead in the peace treaty concerning Middle East. And this is just the beginning, body of Christ. And that is a great news for the nation of Israel and for all over the world. And it is a great seed for our country. Let us focus on that instead of the squabbling that is taking place in Washington, D.C. We will continue to make our Lord Jesus Christ Lord over our personal life, over our businesses or companies, or over our career, our ministry, over our family, and over our country. And today, you and I will focus in developing personal relationship with God, love relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. It is very important because this is what kept me moving forward as far as in everyday life, as well as in ministry and in every area of my life. It is so simple, and it's the only way to go, and it's the only relationship to have with our Lord Jesus Christ, so that when we face him, he will say, "Hey, welcome," instead of, "Depart from me, I never knew you." I would not want to hear that or to have to face that music later on. So let us correct things now. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28 and 29, "And we know that all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among the many brethren." You and I are called for a specific purpose, that is to bring glory to God here on earth, to receive our inheritance through Christ Jesus, and to implement his ways of doing things. Each and every one of us who will respond to that call are important in the kingdom of our God, because God knew you and he predestined you to be conformed to the image of his Son, Jesus Christ. Romans 8:39, "Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." This will be our security. This will make us, this knowledge that God called me and predestined me to be conformed to the image of his Son, is my confidence, my security, and also my authority here on earth. And in my own personal life, what really keeps me going in spite of all the afflictions, all the challenges that I encountered along the way. What keeps me moving forward is this promise. It's my destiny. There is nothing, no one can qualify me except myself. And I like that. And for you, you must continue to move forward in the hope of Christ Jesus. While you are breathing still here on earth, there is a chance for you. There are still opportunities for you that are opening up. All you need to do is to ask the Holy Spirit to give you an ear to hear and eyes to see in the spiritual realm. I grew up as a Catholic in a Catholic church in the Philippines, in our hometown. And the whole family were involved. And the Lord started me in the service, in the ministry, ever since I was 5 years old. I practically grew up in that Catholic church. In the afternoon after school, I always stopped by the church building and I dusted the pews. And oftentimes, our parish priest, who is waiting for me, will sit down with me after I finished, and him and I will have snacks together. He was part of the charismatic movement in the Catholic Church in the Philippines at that time. So our priest believed in laying on of hands, in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, in the supernatural. He was the first one to teach me how much Jesus loves me and that I have angels assigned to me and all I need to do is to invoke that name. And at the same time, God used our neighbor, me and my sister Nancy, we called her Apu or Lola, meaning grandma. She's our neighbor, and she goes to Mass every day, early in the morning at 5 o'clock. And most of the time, me and my sister Nancy will tag along. And she taught us how to pray in Latin. And also, she is the one, Lola was the one, who instilled in me that every time I have good things, like a new dress, that I should wear it first to the Mass to honor Jesus. And Jesus loves the offerings, not just money. So I started bringing Jesus gardenias that I picked from our garden. And amazingly, those gardenias in our front yard never stopped flowering. When I got born again here in the U.S., got married, have 3 children, and we moved here in our present home right now. One day, I was alone in the house. I was praying and praising God while doing my household chores before I went to the office. All of a sudden, I smelled this wonderful scent all around the house. At first, I thought Mike came home, surprised me with a perfume. I went looking for him, but he was nowhere to go. And then I went outside. His vehicle was not there until I noticed that even outside, even on the deck, I smelled this wonderful scent all over the house. And I asked and said, "Lord Jesus, is that you?" Then I heard this audible voice, "Christina, I kept your gardenias. All the gardenias you offered me ever since you were a child. And I made a duplicate of all the dresses that you wore to honor me." I was floored. That's how romantic and sentimental our Lord Jesus Christ is. He is so easy to please. I was overwhelmed by unspeakable joy. I don't know whether to dance, to jump, to cry, to laugh, because the Spirit of the Lord, like a sweet aroma of perfume, was all over the house, was all over me, was all over our yard. The only perfect God, the Creator of heaven and earth, is so pleased with my offering. God Almighty kept all the gardenias and all my dresses that I wore for him. I was overwhelmed with that. And I came into realization, if he is that easy to please, it is not complicated to follow him and to be in the ministry. He nailed himself on the cross, and he instructed us to carry our own cross to follow him. He didn't tell us, expect to be nailed on the cross like me. And that changed everything. I still enjoy being in the ministry. I still enjoy going to the nations as long as I know that that is where he is sending me, that is where he wants me to be. Same thing with you. It doesn't matter if you are retired now, you will be refired. You can pray for our country. You can pray for me. You can pray for others. And you will be as powerful as any anointed ministers right there because you're praying in your private place, in your home, without a crowd, without an audience. Because we have an audience of one. God is so easy to please. One time when I was still working with Mike on the furniture business, there was this ministry in the process of closing. I heard about this ministry, but I was not thinking about them or anything. I was in the office. I was busy because I had my three children there in the office trying to keep updated what I'm supposed to be doing in the office, and at the same time, I was praying. And of course, unbeknownst to this brother and those that are working with him and for him in that ministry, God talked to me. He said, Christina, you're going to receive a check, a payment for one of our orders, and I want you to send your tithe to this brother. And he named the brother and said, he needs encouragement, and I need to tell him that it is not time for him to give up. And I wanted to inspire him to continue to move on. So, and it's just like, okay, and gave me an amount, like I think $3,000, $4,000. And said, like, okay, if this brother needs an assurance or those people that are working for him, I decided to look them up and I called them from the office. And I said, like, hey, listen, you don't know us, but I was praying and God told me that you all need a confirmation that you need to continue to move on. And the lady on the phone started crying. She said, could you hold on? And told everybody and said, can I put you on speakerphone? And I said, sure. So I repeated to them what God told me and said, I have a check for you here for $3,000. And I said, do you need it today? I can wire it or I can overnight it. And this is the prophetic word for all of you and for my brother. It's not time for you to throw in the towel, but it is the beginning of greater works ahead. They were all laughing because at that particular week, this brother had told them that he cannot pay them anymore, that he has to close the ministry because no money was coming in. And they volunteered and said, we're just going to volunteer and we're going to believe God for the payment. They're willing to take whatever amount. So that particular week, that it covers the workers' pay or expenses. So after I hang up the phone and I cut that check and I said, is this amount enough? And they say, yes, yes it is. So as soon as I sign off the check, here's this sweet smell of perfume in my office. And I heard this audible voice again. Your offering to me, Christina, is a sweet aroma to my nostrils. So I called Mike to come into my office and smell the sweet aroma in my office. And he got excited too. See, a small amount or small step of obedience that God will never forget. And a lot of times, we don't have enough money to pay all our bills, to pay the radio program. And as you notice, I've been in this radio for 11 and a half years. And you don't hear me begging. I give you opportunity once in a while, but you don't hear me begging. And God remembered those offerings in obedience to him to help other ministries. And all of a sudden, we receive a check from somebody that probably we never heard before or we haven't heard in 5 years. And God sent them and the bills get paid. This is a relationship that we must have with God, with our Lord Jesus Christ. It is trust that God can trust you and you continue to trust Him. And that He will provide, that He is really our source. I'm sharing this with you because He is so easy to please. And you said, I have nothing to offer. Yes, you can. You can start with prayer. You can start with remembering and reminding God and praising Him of all the good things that He has done and His promises to you. And you continue to tell Him that you trust Him and that you are not going to go anywhere except to follow Him. So this time, we're having all of these manifestations of prophecies all over the world, and it is a privilege. How difficult it is to prophesy. No, it's not difficult at all. All I need to do is to make sure that it is from God, and you know the litmus test for that, right? God gets all the glory. It benefits His people, and you'll benefit from it as well. This is the litmus test, whether it is from God or not. In this season, this year, in this decade, the church, if you ask God to open your eyes, the church entered its finest hour this year, as well as United States of America. Do not focus on the bad things. This is the thus saith the Lord. Focus on our loving God. Little things you do for God, it will lead to big things. It will lead to greater things. This is how God started me with my walk with Him, and I didn't even know it. He started me when I was 5 years old. And of course, I heard His voice growing up, but nobody taught me or nobody can tell me what is going on until God moved me here in the United States. And now, because of that little baby steps of faith and obedience that God predestined me to walk in, I am now traveling all over the world, all over this continent. And in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 12 said, if you pay attention to these laws and are careful to follow them, then the Lord your God will keep His covenant of love with you, as He swore to your forefathers. God's covenant with us, His people, is a covenant of love. His promises are promises of love. He is always motivated by love. That's why I love Him. That's why I trust Him. In Psalm chapter 52, verse 8, but I am like an olive tree flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. And now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways, to love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul? But of course, Jesus confirmed that is the greatest commandment of all in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. His covenant with us is a covenant of love. His promises to us are promises of love. 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 14. He said, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven or on earth. You who keep your covenant of love with your servants who continue wholeheartedly in your way. Let me be fast. I'm running out of time. Joel chapter 2, verse 13. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and He relents from sending calamity. When I discovered that our Lord Jesus Christ is easy to please, I went on pursuing Him. And I can truly say, like I said before, that only Jesus and my love for him and his love sustained me in the past, and even now, it will continue to sustain me to move forward, and nothing else. Understand that God has a plan for your life. All you need to do is to submit to that plan and yield and receive his love. He is more than enough. Who would have thought that God used that Catholic priest and our neighbor to prepare me for my post and my future? He started me with cleaning the pews and offering flowers to Jesus. Now, like I said, I'm traveling all over the world. The Lord ordained that I walk and you to walk with him. And he has ways, unique ways, to prepare us for that destiny. It is such a joy and an honor and a privilege to represent him. Keep in mind, by representing him means that you bring glory to him, whether you're at work, at home, in business, driving like you. Take Jesus with you and seek the counsel of the Holy Spirit on decisions and choices or every move you take. He loves it. He has this much love and power, and he is seeking those who will trust him and obey him. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Spirit whom he has given us. This is what's happening. The Lord is tugging at your heart right now. Don't try to disqualify yourselves. And don't worry about your qualification. He will qualify those that he called, and he will instruct you new ways and new things. Develop this love relationship with him right now, starting where you're at, and ask the Holy Spirit to teach you how to love him. It is a great start. You will not fail. You may make mistakes in your walk, but in the end, you will always be victorious. Amen. And I'm running out of time. Continue to read the chapter of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. And you continue to study the obedience and faith of Abraham, of David, and of all the great men and women in the Bible. They all came from different backgrounds, just like us. For women, Rahab was a prostitute. Mary Magdalene also was a prostitute. Ruth was a foreigner. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was only about 16 years old, getting ready to be a wife of Joseph, and God changed it and transformed her destiny. Maternity first before honeymoon. Motherhood first before being a wife of Joseph. And those are radical things, but she is now the most blessed woman on the face of the earth forever. God bless you for tuning in. Remember, develop that relationship with Jesus today. All you need to do is to ask him, and he will come to you, and the Holy Spirit will empower you. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Hello, everybody. This is James Sasso with a really quick announcement for all of you listeners. Just a heads up that we are going to be holding a leadership training on September 10th through the 12th. Now, this is a free event. Anyone is able to join. All you have to do is register. You need to register in order to be a part of this event. In order to register, go to sogmi.org/events, or you can click on the event page at sogmi.org. Again, this is a free event, and it will be live streamed for anyone who wishes to participate. With everything going on and all that God has promised us, you do not want to miss this training. That is all. Thank you once again for tuning in, and until next time. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.